Welcome to This Week in the News. Good Morning EP's look back at the week that was. I'm Gord, help me. The AFL this week has reportedly set about discussing with the South Australian government the possibility of relocating the grand final to Adelaide. This comes about as Melbourne continues to battle with the thing. Channel 9 commentator Kane Corns expressed his shock at the decision by the AFL to acknowledge the existence of Adelaide and acknowledge something about Victorians that is not widely known throughout South Australia.
People have friends, Kane.
Yeah, I understand that.
The South Australian government has declared it is open to the possibility of allowing South Australians currently stranded in outback New South Wales to complete their quarantine at home. The move is in response to a growing number of South Australians being caught in Broken Hill adjacent to the border. However, the move has been met with scepticism by some South Australians, with one immigrant suggesting a drastic measure to be taken by the Marshall government.
We're going to build a wall. It's going to be built.
And Nationals Senator Matt Canavan this week called for the removal of a ban on nuclear power in Australia. Senator Canavan argued that nuclear energy was more environmentally friendly due to less greenhouse gas emissions than other forms of energy. The call has support throughout the Nationals, but people outside the party have urged caution, as some nuclear technicians have been known to be highly dangerous with their energy management decisions.
Just poke blindly at the controls until they let you go.
We're still not sure how he caused the meltdown. There wasn't any nuclear material in the truck.
And that's the week in news. I'm Gord, help me.